We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Celebrating the inauguration from a distance, we have the story.
Protests last night in Seattle and Portland. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Sedgwick County enters COVID-19 vaccine phase two. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. Sedgwick County announces the winner of their 2021 safety slogan contest. That story is ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. More nice weather expected across south central Kansas today, but a cold front moving through will bring down our temperatures tomorrow, and rain chances increase by late in the weekend. Our complete forecast on the way in just a few minutes.
Due to the pandemic, Americans were told to stay home and watch the inauguration celebrations on TV. The Celebrating America concert, a primetime special with music and fireworks and the new president, were televised from the Lincoln Memorial in D.C.
Tom Hanks hosting with socially distanced musical appearances from Bruce Springsteen, Bon Jovi, and more. President Biden spoke during the show, summing up the challenges he says the U.S. is facing.
The pandemic, economic crisis, racial injustice, the climate crisis, and threats to our very democracy.
But he continued to promote his theme of unity.
There isn't anything we can't do if we do it together.
And in her first speech as Vice President, Kamala Harris said, "We are undaunted in our belief that we shall overcome, that we will rise up." In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Sedgwick County officials say they will be receiving fewer than 2,000 doses of the coronavirus vaccine this week.
Because of the low numbers expected, Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Byrne tells KSN News it will only be made available to people 90 years of age or older who do not live in long-term care homes.
The older people are, the more risk for mortality there is. And so that's why it's important for us to start older in that group and work our way down.
Appointments can be scheduled by phone or online. You can find that information in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At Wednesday's Board of Commissioners meeting, Sedgwick County adopted its safety slogan for 2021.
The county held the contest from November 19th to December 14th and received 158 entries from its employees representing almost every department in the county. A special panel narrowed the final list to 11 and then ultimately decided on the winner. In 2021, safety is number one, from Israel Machado in Emergency Medical Services. Mr. Machado says he hopes for brighter days ahead.
The last year we had a really trouble year. Nothing better for us to hope that this year is going to be better. And the first step is to make everybody safe.
Mr. Machado received a framed copy of the poster along with a small gift basket filled with safety items, including a vehicle emergency kit and a Sedgwick County face mask. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Several protest groups appeared in Seattle and Portland last night following the inauguration of President Biden. Fox's Trace Gallagher reports.
In Portland, about 100 far-left anti-police protesters dressed all in black marched through the northeast part of the city. Along the way, they smashed windows of a building that houses the Oregon Democratic Party and carried signs saying that we are not governable and a new world from the ashes. Several arrests have been made there. We can confirm that. And in a different part of Portland, more left-wing protesters gathered for a rally called Inaugurate Justice and Defend Black Lives. meantime, in Seattle, between 50 and 75 protesters also dressed in black. And for a while, they stood in the middle of an intersection blocking traffic in downtown Seattle.
Seattle police say windows were broken at a federal courthouse. Several arrests were made.
Three dead in an Army National Guard helicopter crash in western New York.
It started out as a routine training flight, but ended tragically when a UH-60 Black Hawk medical evacuation helicopter crashed in a farmer's field in western Mendon, New York. All three National Guard members on board were killed. Witnesses who called 911 reported hearing the sounds of an engine sputtering and said the aircraft was flying very low. Photos of the crash scene posted by local news media showed the aircraft wreckage burning on a snow-covered field. The accident is under investigation, with the Federal Aviation Administration taking part. Sal Chiangrasso, Fox News.
Somebody bought a winning ticket in Maryland. There has been a jackpot winner in the $730 million Powerball, the first to get the top prize in months. The Powerball jackpot, up for grabs Wednesday night, was the fifth largest ever. The drawing was only a day after nobody won the even larger Mega Millions prize, which now stands at $970 million.
I bought some Powerball numbers yesterday.
How'd you do? Did you win something?
Well, I haven't checked the numbers yet. I obviously didn't get the big prize, but I could be rich. Who knows?
Yeah, if you had a big prize, you wouldn't be here. KNSS News, I'm now 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Coming up in sports, we have our weekly Minute with Mitch. We'll hear from the play-by-play voice, the Chiefs' Mitch Holtus, previewing Sunday's matchup with the Bills. That's coming up in a few minutes.
Charges filed against a man seen on video pinning an officer during the attack on the U.S. Capitol. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, 8:08 now, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Charges have been filed against a Connecticut man seen on video pinning an officer during the attack on the U.S. Capitol 2 weeks ago.
Federal authorities say Patrick McCaughey struck several police officers with a plastic riot shield inside the Capitol and used the shield to pin Officer Daniel Hodges against a doorway. Video shows Hodges in pain as another rioter beat Hodges after ripping off his gas mask. Police released photos of a man who a witness identified as McCaughey. He's charged with assaulting, resisting, or impeding officers and other counts. Acting District of Columbia U.S. Attorney Michael Sherwin in a statement called the attack on Hodges vicious, abhorrent, and quintessentially un-American. Sherwin also pledged to prosecute anyone involved in attacks on law enforcement at the U.S. Capitol that day. Five people, including a Capitol police officer, died as a result of the riot. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Who was it who stole an armored military vehicle in California?
The National Guard in Los Angeles was unable to guard one of their own Humvees. It was stolen from an armory last week, but has since been recovered. The identity of the thief remains a mystery. The FBI says whoever took it abandoned it in the suburbs. The armored vehicles don't come cheap. Taxpayers shell out about $120,000 for each vehicle. You could buy three brand new Mercedes-Benz C-Class sedans for that price. The FBI is offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to an arrest. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Maybe you've heard of the Tiger King, but what about the Monkey Whisperer?
His real name is Jimmy Wayne Hammonds, and the 57-year-old from Parrish, Florida, is now charged with conspiracy, trafficking, and submitting a false record. Prosecutors say this guy, who owned a business called the Monkey Whisperer, tried to sell a Capetian monkey to a buyer in California who could not legally own that animal. Well, this Monkey Whisperer also allegedly sold endangered species to buyers across multiple states and even covered up his tracks and encouraged a witness to lie to law enforcement. He could be facing up to 30 years in prison if convicted. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Kansas Department of Transportation doing some work on those CanDrive traffic cameras on the Wichita highways today. That'll start up at about 9 a.m. and it will cause some lane restrictions out there. Good idea to watch out for those crews today. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're seeing some high clouds move from west to east across the southern part of the state here today. That's a dividing line between a cool front that stalled out across north-central Kansas. This afternoon's high 57 in Wichita. We become partly cloudy overnight, our low 29, then sunny and cooler tomorrow with a high 54. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, calm, and 27 degrees. Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Of course, the inauguration festivities yesterday and last night in Washington, D.C. We were asked to stay away, so we did. However, Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland went for us, right, Rachel?
That's right. I was there on the west front of the U.S. Capitol, and quite a sight there, really, because the footprint was so small for guests and even media being limited. I had almost a front row seat to this going on. It was right before me. And watching as Chief Justice John Roberts swore in the now President Joe Biden and Justice Sonia Sotomayor, actually swore in Vice President Kamala Harris first. And there were performances by Lady Gaga and Jennifer Lopez and Garth Brooks and a poetry reading that just really knocked it out of the park. So everything there on the inaugural platform looked very usual as far as the pomp and circumstance and the former presidents in attendance and all that. But then outside the Capitol, you've seen the security, you've seen the pictures of the razor wire topping the non-scale. We know why they're non-scalable now. It's razor wire. It was a different inauguration, no inaugural balls, no inaugural luncheon. Really, there was this virtual concert last night celebrating America, hosted by Tom Hanks. So a different way of doing things. There were fireworks in Washington, D.C. last night. But that's it. Now the Biden administration is getting to work.
And the mall, of course, filled with flags. Wonder how many there were and who bought them and how much it cost.
That's a good question. I don't know who paid for the flags, but that was a field of flags. You can imagine what it would have looked like with the National Mall being completely empty, which was the goal.
Right.
So instead, they did this representing all 50 states and territories. And so it was a sea of color instead of just, you know, winter-looking grass, you know, how that kind of looks.
Yeah. And the mall I've been on the mall with my family, and it's an interesting place because on the one side there, you've got the Smithsonian Institute, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. The Smithsonian's really line the National Mall, so the grass area between them, you know, like there's Air and Space, and then across the street there's going to be the American History Museum and Museum of Natural History, which is my favorite. Yeah, and it's up about 2 miles in length. And usually on this summer day, people are out there throwing frisbees and flying kites and doing their thing. And on a typical inauguration, it'd be packed. I mean, just I've been to inaugurations where you could barely even walk through the crowds. But, of course, with the pandemic, that was off the table anyway.
Well, so many of us are never going to have the experience that you've had. At least how many have you been to? One or two, Rachel?
About four.
Oh, four. Okay.
President Obama's inaugurations for a different company. And then last time around, I was at the President Trump's inauguration, and we do something called a truck dance, which simply means you're on these flatbed trucks following the inaugural parade.
Yeah.
So I brought this and that was really exciting because, you know, when he and the first lady got out of the beast, it's just like right there. You know, you're on the parade route with them.
But the experience, I mean, you've had in just getting up close and covering those and being, I mean, it's got to be, every time it's got to be awesome and new for you. It's got to be,
It is. And also cold, but that's to be expected. There were some snow flurries right before at the time the vice president-elect, or you know, the president-elect comes out. And then it did, the sun came out after a while, and it did help with the fingers, you know, to keep those a bit warm to have the sun.
Well, you know, I was watching out of the corner of my eye here in the newsroom and said the TV monitor, an hour before the thing got kicked off, there were people going in there and finding their seats. And I thought, they're going to freeze their tails off for an hour there, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it looked like, did you see Bernie Sanders? If you haven't seen the Bernie Sanders memes yet, because he shows up and that brown kind of overcoat that he's seen wearing and these hand knitted mittens, and he just looked like a grumpy old man. And he eventually told, and it was all over Twitter, and he told one publication, I can't remember which one, is that, you know, I'm from Vermont, we know how to dress for the weather.
Well, so I'm speaking for myself, it's easy to be mistaken for a grumpy old man no matter what you wear.
I think we all kind of felt like Bernie Sanders yesterday. A lot of us turned pretty up.
Yeah.
But he didn't, and he just did not care. He just went out there and sat. You'll see it on Twitter.
Rachel, thanks for being with us. We appreciate your help this morning. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland reporting from Washington, D.C., where she had pretty much a front row seat at everything going on there at the inauguration. Unless the rest of the world and all of us, we had to watch on TV, and I did watch a little bit of it, I got to say, and you know, I'm not taking sides politically or anything. I got to say, Lady Gaga, I didn't know what to expect. She's going to come out there with a meat dress on, or you know, the very tastefully dressed. And I thought she knocked it out of the park on the national anthem.
You sound like you're shocked about this.
No, I'm not shocked, but I'm saying people will get in there, and the younger stars sometimes they'll start, you know, doing all that stuff with their voices and wavering back and forth. She just straight. She got a beautiful voice. She has a terrific voice. She knows how to project, Ted. You know what that's all about.
Oh, of course.
You can tell.
We respect that.
We do. She knocked it out of the park, and she has some big gold thing on her. Up on her shoulder there. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Some sort of an emblem or something. You know what it was?
Some
sort
of dove, wasn't it?
Was it a dove? Okay. Anyway, so I thought she did well. 818 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Here on a Thursday morning, it is sports time with Ted Woodward, and we got Shocker basketball tonight, and then we don't have any Shocker basketball games for a little while.
Yeah, right? we haven't had one to talk about in a while.
Yeah.
Shocks have had 8 days off. Shocker men finally back at it tonight on the road at Memphis. And Wichita State is in second place in the conference standings. They've won 7 of their last 8 games. They are a 3-point underdog on the road tonight going to Memphis. Here's Shocker head coach Isaac Brown.
I think the fact that we got depth at every position, we don't have any injuries right now, knock on wood, I think all that helps. We got a bunch of guys that can play minutes. You know, we're 13 deep. We've had guys off the bench that, you know, during the season may have only played 5 minutes. But at some point this year, those guys were able to come in and help us. So we got good depth. I think those guys are excited about playing games.
Wichita State at Memphis tonight. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull begin their pregame coverage at 5 p.m. The game will tip off at 6 o'clock this evening in Memphis. And you can listen live on 103.7 KEYN for Shocker basketball. And enjoy it, because the Shockers will not play for a while again. Wichita State was supposed to have a home game at Koch Arena, 5 o'clock Sunday against South Florida. That game has now been postponed by the conference. USF has COVID issues. So we're going to go through a 2-week span here where Wichita State only plays one game, and that's tonight at Memphis. Shockers don't have another home game scheduled now until January 30th. So
well, the guys will have plenty of time to catch up on their homework.
Well, yeah, should be pretty rested. So only a one game in the long span tonight. Shocks at Memphis this evening. Women's basketball last night, another win for the Sterling women. They went on the road at Kansas Wesleyan 79-63. The Sterling women are 18-0 now on the season as they remain undefeated, and they are ranked number 15 in the nation. Pro football, we're keeping an eye on Patrick Mahomes, quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's day 5 of concussion protocol.
Patrick Mahomes was able to take part in practice Wednesday for the Kansas City Chiefs, but wasn't able to do much as he remains in the NFL's concussion protocol. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid not providing much detail on his QB status.
They look good. He's just, he's in the protocol, so there's only certain things he can do, and it's a limited basis, but today is a little bit limited practice, so this fit right into what he could do.
Mahomes was replaced in the third quarter of last Sunday's 22-17 victory over the Cleveland Browns by veteran Chad Henne, who would start against the Buffalo Bills at QB in Sunday's AFC Championship in the event that Mahomes is unable to play. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A practice at this stage in the season, you're not going to see a lot of hitting or anything like that. I mean, on the other hand, you've got to do a little running and sprinting, I guess.
Yeah.
Kind of a light workout.
You keep going.
Make sure you're not getting dizzy or getting a headache.
Yep. Oh. We're keeping an eye on him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
NBA basketball last night. The Philadelphia 76ers win at home, beat the Celtics 117-109. Starting at center for Philadelphia, former Kansas Jayhawk, Joel Embiid. Audio from ESPN.
15 turnovers for Boston, just 9 for Philadelphia. And a team that's been a problem early on. Tobias Harris backs it home. 20 points for Harris. And the lead back up to 4.
I don't think that was the audio I wanted to play. Well, that's my fault. Anyway, Joel Embiid had 42 points last night.
Wow.
And the Sixers are the top team in the Eastern Conference.
Mm.
That's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says Trump left it all on the field. That's a sports term, I guess.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.